time, I would like to extend a welcome to the new gentleman.
Thank you.
At last, he has crossed the threshold to spiritual knowledge. I would say to him, his awareness has been dormant for many years. His interest has been to the foremost, but it has happened recently that the spirit has been touched. And as each one of you knows, my dear friends, until the spirit is touched, there is no healing, no knowledge. Therefore, I welcome him, although he comes to us at a time of much expanding knowledge, as you know. Therefore, it will be that he may have many, many questions to ask of each one. We have awaited his arrival, and now I am sure there will be much progress made spiritually.
Thank you very much for that welcome.
You will, as time goes forward, perhaps understand not only written words, but you will come to sense what is happening in places such as these. You all have been told that you are emissaries of spirit, that many will come and many will go. But those who tread the pathway to truth, perhaps if they stray, they will always return to seek out that which they know to be true. Now, my dear friends, I wish to speak with you this time about a subject perhaps little known to you. As you know, before you come to this planet, you are aware of the circumstances to which you come. You have chosen those who you wish to join this in this earthly life. This each one knows and understands. But did you know, my dear friends, that when you reside in the world of spirit, that before you entered into earthly living, you were shown the life span of this earthly creation. Let me explain. When your time has come to leave this planet to return home, each one knows that before you and what seems to be to you like an instant of time, there flashes before you all of your life's history upon this planet. You understand, don't you?
Yes.
But let me tell you this, that before you leave our world, you are shown in exactly the same way. And I will not explain to you at this time how that is achieved. That is a teaching of the future. But you are shown how important you have been in the creation of this planet. You are shown what a part of the universal consciousness is. Therefore, before you come to this planet, you feel the responsibility which all of you have towards creating a planet of love and beauty. Because the spirit understands fully the message of all creation. And all creation, my dear friends, is love. This scene which comes before you joins with you in showing to the spirit how the interaction of all life began. This is most important for your understanding. Do you realize the utmost importance of these words? Because I do not feel that human beings have understood such visions before. Can you please take a moment of time to think upon my words, and then I will accept any questions that you may have. Think about what I have told you, and then we will enter into some discussion about it.
Can I ask one?
Yes.
If I show the life that we're going to live on this earthly planet, then when we come back to spirit, having lived that life, and then show where you went wrong and things we should have done and didn't.
Of course, you see your life history flash before you in an instant. This fact is well known.
Yeah.
But that is not the importance of this teaching this time. What you need to know is what part you have played in the creation of this planet. In correlation to the structure of the whole universe, that each spirit has played a part in the creation of your own world. That is the point which you must try to understand. Is this too difficult for you, my dear friends?
It is for me.
It is. Do we have questions, or shall we leave it at this time?
I think I understand that we know our life path before we have physical life on this planet.
Yes.
In relation to the part we need to play in the creation.
But it is the insignificant part, the part that you will play when you come to this planet. What is more magnificent is that you see before you the part that you have played in the creation of this planet. This is the point I try to place before you, that each spirit has played before the creation of this planet, each spirit has played their part. And this knowledge is shown to you before you make your judgment to return. Is that a little clearer? I know that we have much difficulty in expressing your earthly words for your own understanding, but it has to remain simple words for you to grasp the meaning of my teaching.
And the part that we then play is based upon what has gone before.
Of course, is that not the way forward? Yes. Always, that is the way forward.
Yes.
But in an instant, you have seen all that has gone previously, all that stands before you, and all that you will return to.
And all that can interfere with that is our free will, which would, in all probability, only be a temporary aberration.
Yes, if you look upon it as such, then life on earth becomes simplified. Yes, of course, the free will of the human being can be most troublesome at times. But of course, you know that most of you return with memory blocks, because otherwise, what would be the point? What learning would you achieve if memory was retained?
Yes, I understand and would expect some such causation. The difficulty is merely trying to express it in words.
Of course, that will always be troublesome, especially for those who come to try to teach you new knowledge. Remember, there is no new truth, only new knowledge. Knowledge that you can accept. But I wish you to think about the knowledge that you have before you return to this lifetime, many, many lifetimes, and each time you are refreshed with the scene of the creation of this planet.
That knowledge is within us anyway, isn't it?
Of course. But now, in your understanding, is the time to bring forward these things to you, so that the consciousness can further be expanded. After all, this is what we are trying to achieve this time, that mankind at last is listening and preparing himself for knowledge, truth, love, that mankind becomes part of the consciousness of his own free will. But of course, as always, mankind needs a helping hand. Mm-hmm. Have we more questions this time?
So, just to recap a bit, we all played a part in the creation of the Earth.
Yes.
And does that mean we also played a part in the creation of the solar system as well? And
yes, my friend, but you are going forward too quickly. Yes, of course, you have that knowledge. But with the knowledge that you have been, shall we say, creators of this planet, there also comes the knowledge that you have responsibility for the state of this planet. That must go hand in hand. But yes, when that stage of understanding is reached, you will go forward knowing that your knowing and knowledge and understanding is much, much greater than at first you realized. But yes, you are correct in your assumption.
Does the Earth have its own spirit as well?
It has been created in the world of spirit before the physical creation. I have told you, have I not, that all things are created first in the world of spirit.
Mm.
And their counterparts are then brought into the physical existence. Yes. So, do you see the connection between what you are and what you are now in the human form?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you begin to understand that there can be no separation from what we call the universal consciousness? Is it becoming clearer to you as I speak? I will help each one of you in your quiet times to come to the realization of my words at this time.
It's sort of like we're a part of the universe. And could you say we're sort of part of, we helped in the designing of the earth as well?
Yes, you have that responsibility. Therefore, what you have achieved over the existence of the planet Earth, you and each one of you and every human being, no matter what their lifetime is now, each one of you has been responsible for the creation of this planet.
So I think we can say there have been past cultures who have understood this and expressed it more clearly than many of us do today.
Yes,
the Australian Aborigines called it dream time.
Yes.
We call it universal consciousness.
There are many, many names used. Universal consciousness is one that is, or would seem to be understood by many. Therefore, that is why I use the term.
Yes.
But there are many expressions or names for it. But yes, many of your earlier civilizations had much greater spiritual knowledge. We have discussed this on many occasions. But now is the time. In the evolution over this planet, for mankind to take responsibility not only for earthly living, but for all that this planet has become, and to take responsibility in such a way that mankind can look inwards and say, yes, this has been created. Each one has helped to create what exists now. Is that clear for you, my dear friends?
Yes.
What I try to tell you this time is that you need, at this moment, in your own awareness, to understand just how much responsibility you have. I want you to understand, whilst here upon this earth plane, to understand the importance of your spirit and how much power each one of you has within these physical frames.
Yes, will the physical world in which we live at the moment, will there always be a need for such a physical world in the future? Or as we grow towards spirituality, will eventually there be no further use for the physical world in which we live now?
Yes, because you are new to this book, I will explain for you, but this has been spoken about. Yes, for the time being, this planet is a place of teaching. It is necessary for the evolution of mankind. It is necessary as part of the universe. But the time will come when mankind has reached an awareness, an understanding when this planet will no longer be needed. That is part of evolution. But we are speaking of much time, my dear friend. But I am sure if you need to look more fully, I am sure that the others will find for you my previous words about this matter.
Yes, thank you for that.
Have we more questions, please?
Mark, are you there?
I think I'm happy at the moment, thank you.
Yes, I feel that enough words have been spoken this time. I feel that what you need to think upon is quite sufficient for this time. We will go more deeply into this matter, but for now, please take my words, digest them, analyze them, and if you can, accept them, then I say, dear friends, we will return to enlarge upon this subject.
Thank
you. I feel this time that as I withdraw from you, that it would be good, especially for the gentleman, if we can sit quietly for a little while, and then to allow those who wish to come to join you. I ask only this time that the instrument be allowed to return very slowly. Until we meet next time, know that my love is with you, as always. Know that I hear what you ask, and as always, know that I will return with answers to your questions.